listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
Yo, baby.
AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is the Heavy Metal episode, episode 58, part 3!
58, part 3, and you heard from our very special guest. Do you know who that is, John?
I think so. Of course I know who it is. We had to help him down the stairs.
Yeah, we did have to help him down the stairs. Stephen Hawking!
The fucking last three, okay, Steve? Flipped over. You fucker, you let go.
Well, do you have a digital camera? Because we have to get a shot of this. We have Stephen Hawking in studio.
Oh, yeah.
So let's welcome him to episode 58, part 3, the Heavy Metal episode. Stephen Hawking, Stephen. It's a pleasure to have
Absolutely.
You here. And let's see if he has anything to say. Go ahead, Stephen.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, although I'd rather be in Rachel's pants. Nice ass, by the way. Ha ha ha, laughing out loud.
Well, we found out Stephen Hawking's a big fan of TTN.
That's right.
He must also be a fan of Spike and Rachel, talking about getting in Rachel's pants. What's that all about, Eric? What do we call him? Do we call him Professor Hawking? We didn't even discuss these things.
I didn't know we were supposed to say last names.
We had his
dumbass.
His handler was here, you know, and then we kicked her out of here. So it's just Stephen by himself.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll call him Professor Hawking.
He's here on
John.
The Heavy Metal episode,
yes.
Man.
Professor Hawking. And what's up with the Spike and Rachel? You'd rather be in Rachel's pants, huh? What's up with that?
Spike is a fag. I'd be hitting that ass every hour on the hour. Booyah.
Did he say booyah?
He said booyah. Now, the other interesting thing about Mr. Hawking, Professor Hawking, he has Lou Gehrig's disease. He's pretty much paralyzed. He's talking on his computer by twitching his cheek, John. You're in the other room. I'm sitting with Stephen here, and I can see him twitching his cheek when he wants to talk on the computer. But we have two mics for Professor Hawking. We have one that's hooked into his computer.
I got a joke for Steven.
And the other one, hold on, the other one, it's kind of disturbing because his balls are hanging out. And the other mic is up against Stephen Hawking's balls.
What? So,
yeah, Stephen Hawking's balls are here. And he was the one who requested that his balls have a voice.
Hello!
There they are! We didn't even do a sound check or anything.
Glad to be part of the show!
Well, we're glad to have you, Stephen Hawking's balls.
Wow!
Nice.
You heard it here, man. Stephen Hawking's balls chiming in.
You guys send a shiver up my sphincter.
Well, thanks.
I think Steven would appreciate this joke, man.
Okay, go ahead.
What's the hardest part about eating Stephen Hawking?
The hardest part about eating Stephen Hawking?
Right.
I don't know what.
The wheelchair.
Yo, baby.
Oh, my God. That's just mean.
Well, so what I want to know is how long he's been listening. Before I get to that, why are you attracted to TTN, Professor Hawking?
You guys send a shiver up my sphincter.
All right.
That's out of sight, man.
Is there anything else? Hold on. He's twitching his cheek. Hold on.
TTN is the podcasting with black holes hour to theoretical physics.
Nice. Wow. Nice.
Wow. That's a heavy-duty endorsement.
You fucking bitch.
Nice. Do you have any other favorite quotes from TTN?
John, I am fixing on fucking you in the ass. Jesus Christ.
You better stop talking like that,
fuck
Steven.
Face.
Whoa! What's up with that?
What was that last thing he said? What?
Fuck.
Fuck face.
Fuck. Fuck.
Damn. Well, that's great. I'm glad Steven was able to make it.
No doubt.
Navigating those that fucking narrow stairwell I got there.
I am so fucking retarded.
All right, do we have a mute?
Yeah, right.
For his computer?
Oh, fuck you!
Jesus Christ!
I am so fucking retarded.
Well, to our fans out there, if they don't know, Stephen Hawking is... Let me do the talking here, Stephen.
Yeah.
He is a theoretical physicist, John.
Oh.
That means he theorizes about physics.
Wow.
He was born in Oxford, so he's a septic wannabe. And let's see, what else? He's a very brilliant man.
He definitely, man.
Very. He's got a lot of theories about the Big Bang and things like that. But, more importantly, his balls are here, too.
You speak to him quite well.
I do, don't I?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Are you comfortable, Mr. Hawking? Let's see if he can... He's twitching. Hold on.
Yes.
Okay. He's comfortable.
So am I. I'm very comfortable, don't you?
Now, if I can address a question to your balls,
yes.
I heard that your balls tried out for American Idol. They sang a Queen song. No, I heard that.
Well, that's true.
Can you, do you want to reproduce that Queen song that you sang on American Idol right now?
I'll give it a try.
All right, cut the music, John, so the balls can... try to do the Queen.
Right, hold on a second. This is hard shit, man. I don't know why I'm clearing my throat. Come on, man. Some serious shit, you know. Yeah.
Anytime you're ready, Stephen Hawking's balls.
Mama! Sometime tomorrow, carry on, carry on.
That's brutal. I could see why they booted you off, Stephen
Holy
Hawking's
shit.
Balls.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
What are you doing, man?
I can't believe you assholes could be talking to me like this.
What the fuck? Holy shit.
All right, now, Mr. Hawking, Professor Hawking, I still don't know what to call him.
How about just Steve?
Do you listen to any other podcasts? That is the question. Hold on, he's twitching his cheek. Here he goes.
I like punky too. Those septic wannabes make me cream my jeans.
All right.
Beam his jeans.
Cream his jeans, I think I heard.
That's out of sight.
So he also listens to punky.
You can't cream your jeans without me.
Whoa, but the ball's checking in.
Well, that's very true. Can't cream the jeans without the
without
balls.
Without the balls, yeah. They supply
no doubt.
Something, don't they?
The spermatozoa.
The spermatozoa. That's right.
Bloody septic, I can't take your shit anymore.
Wow. Well, what the Yeah. All right.
Holy, he's twitching his cheek.
I also like Professor Tom of Kinky Sex Radio.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
We may have to have him repeat that.
I'm just listening to this train wreck in the background.
I also like Professor Tom of Kinky Sex Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think the balls would come in handy there, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they?
I think they would.
They probably would, wouldn't they?
Absolutely.
I think so, yeah.
Yes, John.
What? What?
Yes, John.
All right.
You are correct, sir.
Do you got anything else you want to say there, Steve? I can't see you, so, you know, yeah, it's can. Really I can difficult.
See him. And I can tell when he's trying to talk,
cues.
He twitches his
not
cheek.
Really.
Yeah. Can you shut him up? Is there any way? Can you pull the plug
yeah,
on his ass?
Well, you got the mute. You can mute him. Why? Do you want to talk to his balls instead?
No. It's hard for me to talk to
his balls. I have a question
balls.
For the balls.
Yeah.
We're, have you ever met Pauly B's balls?
Absolutely.
When did that happen?
About several weeks ago.
Several weeks ago. Right.
Yes, we were singing God Save the Queen.
God Save the Queen?
Yes.
The anthem or the Sex Pistols version?
The anthem. Totally.
You want to hum a few bars right now?
My country. No, I think that's a septic version.
My cunt?
My cunt.
What the fuck? Yeah, what is, he's kind of a he or them. Is it them
my
or he?
My cunt is moist.
Foul mouth, a little foul mouth.
My cunt is moist.
Fuck you.
My cunt is moist.
I'm not a cunt. I'm not a bloody cunt. I'm a pair of balls.
Whoa. Okay, can we move along now? Do we have anything else clever to do? Huh?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying.
Should we leave it up
is
to...
Show, well, it's going to sound like a train wreck if we let these clowns
what do you
take
mean?
It over.
It's going to sound like a train wreck. I have one last question for Mr. Hawking, and that is if he thinks England will win the World Cup.
England will win the World Cup.
There you have it.
Wow.
England will win the World Cup.
Wow.
All right, so beforehand, his handlers said he'd just like to sit in and be a part of TTN. He didn't want to cause too many problems. Oh,
well,
wait a
that's
minute.
That's great, man.
There's a doorbell. Hold on.
Can you wheel him over there to get
no,
it?
I'll get it.
All right.
No, Steven!
Stay still. Hello.
Hey, man.
All right, Phil. How you doing? Come on back. Come on back.
He's a little shocked.
Standing there forever. Let's go, man. We ain't got all night. Holy shit.
Is that Phil McCracken?
Yeah, it is.
Is that Phil McCracken with
Yes, it is.
All right, get your shit together, man.
Paperwork.
All right, dude. Sit down. Jesus Christ. How you doing, Phil?
Well, I'm doing very well, and it's a pleasure to meet Mr. Professor Stephen Hawking, but I'm a little taken aback by his balls hanging out, and they have their own microphone. I've never seen anything quite like that before.
Well, this is a very great opportunity to finally meet the great Phil McCracken Whitcomb. How are you, Phil?
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure that the Stephen Hawking's balls hold me in such high regard.
Well, what kind of fucking accent is that, man?
What do you mean?
His balls have some sort of weird-ass accent.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Fuck you. I don't know what you're talking about. It's a normal accent, you bloody cunt.
All right. Fairly.
Well, I'm a little bit at a
Scott
loss here, John. Are you ready for the news?
I love Phil.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hawking.
I love Phil.
Well, Stephen Hawking did request that he come in part three. We wanted him to come in part two. But he did request to come in part three so that he can beat Phil.
Okay. All right.
So, Phil, you have a big fan in Stephen Hawking.
That's right. Wow.
Well, I'm flattered.
All right. When do you want to get into this...
Phil is the best part of the show.
What? Wait a minute. What?
What?
Phil is the best part of the show.
Oh, you don't know jack shit.
Yeah. Fucking I think your balls are the best part of the show.
Pulitzer Prize, whatever the fuck you are. All right. We got...
The dubia. What's a dubia?
The dubia.
I think he's having a hard time trying to figure out how to say dubia.
Yeah, he's having a hard time with the dubia.
Dub.
The dub. Yazakim.
That was closer.
The dub.
The dub. Yazakim.
Speaking of the chimp, I thought we were going to talk about
We have
search
a,
and seizure.
We have a sound clip here. This is the new director of the NSA. Hayden is his name. He comes from the Army. And here's what he had to say about the Fourth Amendment. So a reporter's going to ask him a question. He's going to give the answer, and it's completely wrong, John. And this is the guy in charge of the NSA. Okay. Go ahead and play that clip.
My understanding is that the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against unlawful searches and seizures.
Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable search and seizure.
But that's what it says. The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable?
The
legal standard is probable cause.
Just to be very clear, okay, and believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth, right? And it is a reasonableness standard in the Fourth Amendment.
To quote the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States in its entirety, the one the general and the NSA folks are so familiar with and know is about reasonableness and not about probable cause, quote, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, did you get that?
They have a different constitution over there at the NSA.
So he's saying, probable cause isn't even mentioned in the Fourth Amendment, and if anybody knows the Fourth Amendment, it's the people at the NSA.
Right.
And I'm the guy in charge of the people at the NSA, and I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know, when this first guy came on the scene, I thought, hey, I kind of like this guy, because during his nomination, he said, well, you know, the W has made some mistakes, and here's where he's made his mistakes. And I thought, okay, finally, they have somebody who's not a yes man.
Right.
He's not a yes man, but he's a complete imbecile. And he's in charge of the NSA, and then this week they come out and they say, hey, we're looking at all your bank records.
Yeah.
How about that?
Right. Well, see, that's the thing. That's the whole problem with this, because the Fourth Amendment is all about the chicken or the egg, okay?
Okay.
And what comes first, law or crime? You have to commit a crime first before law takes
over. You have to get
over.
The probable cause.
That's right.
Before you can go busting
That's
people's doors
fucking
down.
Right.
What do you think about that, Stephen Hawking?
I want to see Phil's vagina.
This is a serious show.
I want to see Phil's vagina.
Okay, you could see that later. What does Phil have to say about that?
Well, I'm not too happy about that. I do not have a vagina. There's been a rumor going around the internet that I'm a hermaphrodite. And I'd like to clear that rumor right up right now. I am not a hermaphrodite.
Well, here's what Wikipedia says about probable cause. The most...
Yuzachimp.
The dub. Yuzachimp. Okay. Getting closer there, Steve. All right. The most widely held common definition would be a reasonable belief that a crime has been committed and that the person is linked to the crime with the same degree of certainty. An alternative definition has been proposed. Reason to believe that an injury had criminal cause, which is claimed to be more protective of individual rights as when was intended by the authors of the Bill of Rights.
Wow.
You hear that?
I did. Do I understand it? No.
Well, basically, they break it down like this. The first definition above, a reasonable belief that a crime has been committed, has been criticized for several reasons highlighted here. What they say is circular reasoning. Which came first, law or crime? If crime is things which the law prohibits and law defines that which is a crime, we have self-reference. And since the phrase probable cause first occurs in the United States Bill of Rights, which was defining the law, it has been suggested that probable cause must be defined not in terms of law, but in terms of connection between the accused and an injured victim, meaning there has to be a complaint first.
Right. There has to be cause.
Yes.
Semantic. To search my bank records.
Here's another critique. The semantic error, the most common usage of probable cause, is usually something like, the officer had probable cause to believe that a crime occurred. However, this definition also includes belief. A simple substitution of the definition into the most common usage results in the bizarre. The officer had a reasonable belief that a crime has been committed to believe that a crime occurred. Either our definition or usage is incorrect, or this usage is incorrect. Individual discretion is another one. The system of government defined by the U.S. Constitution with separation of powers, checks and balances, and juries suggests that the decision to arrest should not be made on the spot by an individual such as a police officer. The language of the Constitution suggests that arrests, searches, and seizures should be a deliberative process starting with the oath of affirmation of a civilian complaint, and that indictments should be made by grand juries.
Definition, or bottom line, John. Bottom line, police state. We're heading to a police
state. That's right.
Because Bush is interpreting these laws however he wants. He doesn't even know what the Constitution is.
Well, this is basically why they did it. Failure to make connection to victim's injury. The purpose of the Fourth Amendment is to protect the rights of citizens against the abuses of government. The Declaration of Independence states that the colonists were being transported beyond the seas to be tried for pretended offenses. And that's why they did it. To protect you against that, them saying anything. They have to prove it first. They have to have a complaint, and they have to have some sort of credible witness to the complaint, or a credible person making the complaint that they've been injured, they're a victim.
Fucking A, man. Fucking A. What do you think about that, Stephen Hawking?
John, I am fixing on fucking you in the ass.
That's hot.
This is serious, Steve.
Serious stuff.
The fuck?
What about the balls? Does the balls have any comments?
It's unbelievable, though, Scott. You know, don't you think?
I think it is unbelievable that Stephen Hawking's balls can talk into a mic.
I'm completely upset about it myself.
And you're not even a septic. You're a septic wannabe.
I know, but if you ever get the body cavity search, they always nick the balls on the way in.
Even the great Stephen Hawking gets searched?
Oh, why not, man? Oh. He'd be hiding shit in his chair. Holy shit, yeah, no doubt.
Well, I got this W story. According to the tabloids, George W. is betting Secretary of State Condi Rice, and Laura is pretty damn pissed over the whole thing.
Is betting?
Betting. Humping.
Like, oh.
Like so many blazing headlines that litter the checkout line at your local supermarket, the Bush-Rice affair stories are long on fantasy and short on fact. But the salaciousness of it all has some liberal blogs buzzing. World News
Those
Weekly.
Those fucking blogs. Get an exterminator.
Laura, pissed over W doing the nasty with Condi, moved out of the White House and into the Mayflower Hotel. The Globe claims she moved to the Blair House across the street. In reality, if the First Lady stormed out of 1600 Pennsylvania, it would fit a jealous rage and moved into the hotel. The entire Washington press corps would be all over it. Oh, wait, we forgot. The press corps is controlled by the Bush administration and would never report such a story. Right!
Right again.
But here's TTN's take, John. it's TTN's feeling that Bush is too busy screwing the country to have anything left over for Condi. Despite our misgivings about Mrs. Rice's politics, we believe she is has better taste than to crawl into bed with the W.
Speaking of hotels and bed, I got to tell you a quick story.
Okay.
We went to a wedding last night, and after the ceremony, it was in the same place. It was in a resort. Some people that we knew rented a hotel room, and it's pretty nice, suite, huge. Has like a little living room and a wet bar and all this stuff. And they packed like all kinds of fucking booze, Grey Goose and beer and all this shit. So we go in there and we sit down because it's going to be an hour or two before the actual reception starts. So we sit there and we're drinking and stuff. We find out that when they got there the night before, the wife of one of the guys that I know, she went to lay down on the bedspread, and there was splew all dried into the bedspread. There was splew on the wall, and she called down down to the front desk, and they didn't understand what the hell she was talking about. And she says, "There's DNA on my comforter. There's DNA on the wall. There's DNA on the floor." And they're like, "What are you talking about?" She finally said it, man. "There's sperm all over my
shit,
all dried up.
Man seed."
And they couldn't get another room because the place was completely packed. So they had to stay in that room, and the laundry had to come, and they had to wash everything down and bring it all back all fresh. The sheets, the pillowcases, the comforter,
I would expect nothing less.
Everything.
Phil's the best part of the show.
Relax. Steven.
Yeah, Steve.
Stefan.
So, yeah, that was pretty fucking interesting. Could you imagine your elbow rubbing on the crusty, dried sploo on the fucking... Oh, that would freak me out. And then she said she saw it on the curtain, the shower curtain in the bathroom.
Yeah,
splew everywhere. It was like a fucking fire hose.
Stephen Hawking, you've stayed in a lot of hotels. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever put your elbow in spermatozoa?
Fuck no.
What?
Fuck no.
Fuck no. We were making fun of Stephen Hawking, the most brilliant man in the world.
What are you making fun of?
Fuck no. Fuck no.
All right, how much time we got?
How do the headphones fit on him with his head all sideways like that?
I don't know.
Okay. We got, 13 minutes?
13, just enough for Phil's news. Yeah. That's out of sight. Stephen, would you like to hear Phil's award-winning? Is it award-winning?
Yeah, isn't it?
I don't know. Is it, Phil? Have you ever won an award?
Well, I've been nominated for several awards, but I've never won anything in this prestigious category.
Oh, I definitely can't wait to hear your news, Phil.
Oh, thank you. That's Stephen Hawking Balls.
What the fuck?
What about you, Stephen? Would you like to hear Phil's news?
Fuck yay.
Fuck yay! Yay! Yay, motherfuckers!
Fuck yeah.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John!
And our first story of the night!
Katie Couric's departure not impacting ratings for today's show. Most nursing homes don't let viewers change the channel anyway. Next story, John. Munich police arrest 23 Brazilian people. No word on where they are going to keep that many people. Police arrested 23 Brazilian and one Australian on Sunday in Munich, where the South American side secured a place in the World Cup's last 16 by beating the Socceroos 2-0. Police said they made a total of 51 arrests during the day, mainly for theft and trading offenses, but that fans had generally behaved well. The Munich police are very happy with the way the game is gone, the Munich police headquarters said in a statement. Next story, John.
crematorium furnaces are getting too small for some fat-ass corpses, requiring larger ones to be installed. No word on why they don't just chop the corpse up before inserting it. Who would know? Next story, John. Three alleged bizarre sexual incidents keep German army unit from Congo mission. The one they mention involves paddling fruit up one willing soldier's backside.
Oh, that's
so the other two must be really weird. A German army unit due to police elections next month in the Democratic Republic of Congo has been barred from the mission because of a scandal over a bizarre sexual practice in its ranks. He said the third company of the 263rd Bundeswehr Parachute Battalion based in the southwestern town of Zweibrücken would not join the 2,000-strong European Union force and would be replaced by the second company. The Bundeswehr is investigating three alleged incidents which would prevent the soldiers from taking part in the preparations for the deployment. In one incident reported in the German press, members of the unit allegedly placed fruit in the backside of one soldier and pounded it in with a paddle. Initial reports said the soldier had willingly participated in the act.
Whoa.
The military described the incident as reprehensible and not to be tolerated. Next story, John.
Oh, man.
Did you hear the act? Did you hear about the... I lost my notes here. Hold on. Did you hear about the actress who stabbed her husband for cheating? Reese something. Reese.
Witherspoon?
No, she stabbed him with a knife. Next story, John. That was funny. I got a headache. Oh.
You got me there, Phil.
Even Stephen Hawking.
Oh, my God.
He crashed up there.
No.
Well, whenever you're ready, I'm ready to get back to the real news, John.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
Next story. The Pink Taco is now open for business in Scottsdale, Arizona.
All right.
Patrons requested to bring their own condiments. For its private debut, Scottsdale Waterfront's Pink Taco Restaurant and Bar was picked this week with first-timers and some familiar with the hip restaurant of the same name at the Las Vegas Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. There were no complainers among the invitation-only customers. Pink Taco CEO Harry and Morton was pleased with Tuesday's turnout. I'm thrilled, Morton said. We're so excited to finally be here. Controversy surrounding the restaurant in weeks before its opening when Scottsdale Mayor Mary Manros said she was opposed to the name Pink Taco, a slang term for the woman's vagina. Next story. Scientists say that Phoenix population could fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool with sweat in less than 3 hours. And I don't seem to have the details there. Next story, John. What did one nun say to the other? Hey, let's get an insurance in case we give birth to the Christ.
Oh, my God.
The sisters insured themselves in case of the second coming. Insurers have withdrawn the cover of their virginity taken out by three sisters in the event of the second coming of Christ.
Oh, I thought it was the second coming of a nun.
Essex-based BritishInsurance.com confirmed it had provided a $1 million policy, but said it was reviewed on Thursday following complaints. The firm said the woman from Inverness had renewed the policy since 2000. The cover was meant to pay for the cost of bringing up Christ if one of them was the virgin birth. BritishInsurance.com. Managing Director Simon Burgess said it had not been the company's intention to offend anyone. The company, which is based in Braintree, specializes in accident and unemployment insurance. Mr. Burgess said, the people we were concerned about having sufficient funds if they immaculately conceived, it was for caring and bringing up the baby Christ. Next story, John.
Baby Christ.
Kylie Minogue will resume concert tour of Australia, sponsored by KFC's All Dark Meat Meal. because, like her, it has great legs and thighs, but the breasts are gone. Next story, John.
Because
Michigan Supreme Court rules you can be convicted of DUI for that doobie you smoked a few weeks ago. Pot smokers beware! That joint you smoked 4 weeks ago could come back to haunt you under a ruling by the Michigan Supreme Court.
No.
In a 4-3 vote, the court ruled that motorists can be prosecuted for driving under the influence of drugs if they test positive for any trace of marijuana, including a metabolized remnant that experts say can stay in a person's system for weeks after they smoke. They're automatically guilty even though they're no longer impaired by it, said Tim
That's
Beck, executive
ridiculous.
Director of the Michigan chapter of the National Organization for the Reform of Mary Jane Laws, which wants the drug legalized, taxed, and regulated for adult use as alcohol is. It's based on common sense and justice, John. Next story. At this moment, there are exactly as many lawyers in America as there are people in prison. Coincidence? We report, you decide. Next story, John. Officer accidentally shoots guy in the tree with real gun instead of a taser. Officers responding to a welfare check of a man in a tree in Kitsap County accidentally shot the man in an attempt to taser him.
Oh my God.
The man had been holed up in the tree for hours, and officer used a taser on the man, and after it had no effect, the officer asked another officer to taser the man. The other officer accidentally used his gun instead of the taser, and the man in the tree was shot. The man sustained one gunshot wound and was taken to the Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. Next story, John.
That's fucked up, man.
Since repealing motorcycle helmet law, unhelmeted deaths jump from 22 to 432 per year. Waiting list, in related news, waiting list for a new kidney now stands at 18 minutes. Next story, John. Anna Nicole Smith's stepson dies at the age of 67.
No.
E. Pierce Marshall, who feuded for years with former Playboy playmate Anna Nicole Smith over her father's oil fortune, has died. His spokesman said he was 67. Marshall died unexpectedly Tuesday evening in a Dallas area from a brief and extremely aggressive infection, the family said in a written statement released through a spokesman, David Margulis. He declined to provide additional details, and that's where my story ends, John. Next story and last story tonight. British authorities named new teenage sex help phone line Sexual Health Action Group. Can you say that with me, John?
Sexual Health Action Group.
Acronym Alarity is now ensuing.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Sexual Health Action Group.
SHAG.
Yes. That's the news. Thank you, John. This is Phil McCracken with Gum with AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
That's out of sight.
A laughing out loud.
That was fantastic, Phil. I loved every minute of it.
Oh. Well, thank you, Stephen Hawking, and your balls.
Oh, yes, thank you.
It's the funniest voice I ever heard, man.
And John and Scott would also like to thank Phil for coming in and doing the news again. And also, thanks to our very special guest, Stephen Hawking.
Right.
Do you have any last comments for us tonight before you head back to China, Mr. Hawking?
John, Scott, it was a pleasure to be here. Keep up the good work. You guys smoke my pole.
All right, then.
I couldn't agree more. It was a splendid time. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
Stephen Hawking's balls.
Get this fucking mic off me. If you do
go back on American Idol, what would you sing? You want to practice right here, right now? Right here, right now.
Right here, right now. We will rock you. Rock you.
That was fabulous, man.
All right. Well, thanks to our guests.
What was the other one he was singing earlier?
Thanks to Phil. Did Phil leave yet?
No, he didn't leave yet. What was the other one the balls were singing?
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah. Maybe we could get Phil's balls to join in.
Okay.
All right,
let's try.
Let's get a mic on him.
Phil, put the mic down by your balls.
Mama! Ooh.
make you cry.
Hold on.
I'm not sure. Should I put the mic on my balls right now?
Well, I think your balls are already singing.
I know, but there wasn't any harmony on my balls.
I only have one ball. I lost one in a bicycle accident. So if you could please harmonize my one remaining ball, I can join in. My ball can join in.
Sounds like another train wreck. What the fuck is going on? All right, that's all. I think we gotta go now. I'm getting a little cold.
You're not gonna let my ball sing?
No, I'm catching a bit of cold.
All right, then I'm out of here.
All right. You get, it's nice to talk
I'm gonna
to
stop go. Away.
All right.
Right now.
Care. All right.
I'm leaving.
All right, bye-bye.
My balls
bye.
Have been so offended in this life.
Bye-bye, buddy. Okay.
All right. Fuck all of you.
Easy, dude. What the fuck?
He was upset, man.
Damn.
Well, he whipped it out. He had the mic shoved up against his balls.
I had to snap that mic off of the balls,
he didn't
man.
Get the proper harmonies.
Jesus Christ.
Pissed him off. Maybe he'll make a recording and bring it in.
Man. All right, we got to go, dude. It's midnight. Hello.
It is?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You're in big trouble,
no
man.
I am in big trouble.
All right.
No
Get
doubt.
Out of here, Steve.
No doubt.
Who's going to take him up the stairs?
You and me. I guess we'll do it.
All right. Be careful. All right, we got to go. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with Travis Scott. We're out of here.
Later.
Okay, Steve. All right, shut the hell up, all right?
Thanks
all
for right. coming.
Yeah, we're out of here. Shut up, man.
Later.
Dude! What? I'm having trouble finding my end.
Fuck face.
My I can't find the outro.
You fuckface.
Shut up, man.
You fuckface.
Dude, I'm having a hard time.
Come on,
here.
Man. Get the outro.
You fuckface.
Producer of the year is going down the drain right now.
It's over.
You can't get the outro.
There it is. I got it. We're
you
out.
Fuckface.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to John and Scott
on Total Talk Nonsense.